It's Pastor Appreciation Month. It's every year in October. If you can bless her in any way, bless her. You know, I have had some of the best sweet corn that we got last week, and there's still some left back there. If anybody wants to get, and we have tomatoes back there, and that's all for the church. So after this service in about, an hour and a half, no. Now, what's on tonight, Brenda? Nothing. Okay. All right, then. Well, praise God. And we love you. Thank you for coming tonight. And if we could, let's turn to 2 Timothy chapter 1 and verse 7, and we will start there. In the King James language, please. For God has not given us the spirit of fear. You know, I'm going to share a message tonight. I'm on a series called the Try To series. And my thought tonight is going to be try to live without fear. And I'm going to relate fear to a person's prayer life, because it's greatly weakened if you pray in fear. God hasn't given us the spirit of fear. Now look what he has given us. But he has given us the spirit of power and love and a sound mind. So that's what should emulate out of you. And all I can say is this. If you live in fear, I don't even think you're doing that on purpose, but like my message says, try to live without fear so that you can do better with your prayer life. Amen? Does that make sense to you? All right. Well, that's my first verse. And Psalm 56 says, when I am afraid, I just got the one-year thing up on my phone for Facebook, so it must have been a year ago. When I am afraid, I will trust in you. Some of you probably remember that message. I remember it greatly affected me. And we don't want to live in fear, and you don't want to pray in fear. What is the opposite of fear?
Faith.
Amen. So when we pray, if we're agonized and stressed and we walk into fear, we have got problems. Father, in the name of Jesus, bless this message. You knew who would be here, somebody that could use it, somebody that could hear on the media. But bless it. And everyone said amen. I'm going to turn to Psalm 27, verses 1 through 3 in the King James language. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? You know, I grew up in fear as a child of many things. And in 1971, Jesus came into my life, and I began to lose fear. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Whom shall I be afraid? Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked, even my enemies and my foes, came upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumbled and fell. Though a host should encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war should rise against me, and this will I be confident, I will not be afraid. You know, in the most intimate thing that you can do with God right now, which is to pray, I look at people that have children and they're just afraid every day, or people that have bad relationships, or people that don't have enough, and many, many other things. And people live in fear. And we have got to do something about that. And what I did was I began to read the Bible. I've shared this many times. When I got saved at 19 years old, I just left everybody, got in my room, stayed in my room and read my Bible and read my Bible and read my Bible until my Bible began to read me. And one of the things I had to deal with, and there's been many, and I'm still not complete, is the spirit of fear. Because look here, if God did not give the spirit of fear, where do you think that came from? Satan. His imps. Demons. So we have to get to a place where we're not living in fear if we can. And what the title of my message, remember, is just try. Try to do better. The most intimate thing that you can do is pray. And you know if you're praying in fear. That's not going to help you. And I'm going to give you a moment to act on this word tonight. A word should be acted on when you hear it. That's what it's for. I will give you a moment. And if anybody feels like they need prayer for this, we're going to just give you a quick moment. But once again, the title of my message is Try to Live Without Fear, because fear affects your prayer life. Now, give me Proverbs 28 and 1 in the King James language, please. The wicked flee when no one's pursuing them, but the righteous are as bold as a lion. That's what we need. When we pray, we need to be bold. See, we're either in warfare against the devil and we know we have more power than the devil, or we live in fear of the devil in particular. A defeated foe, defeated in every way as we read the New Testament. So think about that. I've seen people do that. I've seen people be afraid. They wake up afraid. They don't even know. I've had countless calls. Brother Angelo, would you pray for me? I'm in fear. And fear is your enemy, and fear doesn't come from God unless it's a godly fear. The word says, by the fear of the Lord, men depart from evil. So there is, and that word doesn't mean what the other means. It means to have a healthy respect like you would for a father. And indeed, the spirit of truth is here tonight. Oh, I wish I could tell you all about it. But that wasn't, I wasn't kidding. Man, I felt the spirit of truth come in there. And boy, I'll tell you. Now, it was Melissa. Not these guys. Not Casey Kelly or Shelley. No. They were sticking to their program, to their word, until Melissa just broke down and said, Dad, we did it. And Billy was talking to Mary. She said, they would never do that. They would never do that. Never, never. And Mary said, man, they told me they did it. So I was very confident. I had no fear in telling them, listen, the spirit of truth is here, and we're going to get to the bottom of this. And it was like dominoes, like the domino effect. When Melissa copped to it, the rest of the three copped to it. They had no, there was nowhere to go. I said, Millie, lock that door. We were in that little 980 square foot home that we grew up in. We've had a lot of fun, a lot of joy. I love my children, and I'm learning not to take the credit for their mistakes anymore. It's taken a long time. Just like my parents didn't take credit for my stuff that I did. I did some terrible things. I'm preaching a message. Hear me one more time. Try to live without fear. You have to reject fear. You have to begin to believe the promises of God that what you're praying about, God will answer your prayer favorably according to his word. If you know in your heart that God just told you, you can have that. It doesn't matter what anybody else says. Not a minister, not anybody. Not a parent, anybody. If you know that you can have what you've asked for, if God's confirmed that to your heart, the next thing to do is lay down fear and begin to pray with boldness. I'm not asking you to pray with boldness in church. I'm saying when you get in your prayer closet, when you're in your car, begin to just believe God and speak what you believe and don't be afraid. Multiple times in the Word of God, the Word says, fear not. There's not a whole lot that we're supposed to be afraid of. If you would, fellas, put up Romans chapter 8 and verse 31. I'm already about halfway through with this message. Well, what shall we say then to these things? Now, you're going to have to decide this every day, all the time. You don't want to break that link. You want to be coupled with one truth. If God is for you, who in the world can stand against you? And what you got to do is you got to just decide, is God for me? Is he for me? In any particular situation, are you off kilter in a situation? If are you trying to convince God to do something for you that he said, no, this isn't right, that you can clearly see in the word it's not right or any other way? I drop it. I drop it and stop being afraid of it. But if you know that you know that you know, I want you to be thinking, because in a moment I'm going to give you an opportunity to act on this word. If God is for you, and we know that when you ask him to come into your life, Revelation 3:20, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens up, I will come into them. He is no respecter of persons. In fact, in the book of Corinthians, the letters of the Corinthians, he said, you know, there's some parts of the body you don't think they're worth very much, but they're really holding everything together. Has anybody ever seen their spleen? I'm not sure what it does, but I'm keeping mine if I can. And all that other stuff in there. And see, that's who you are. That's who I am. We have the heart of God. Every day he's waiting for you to wake up and believe him. Actually believe him that he's going to answer your prayer. And I'm saying it over and over again because that's the thought tonight. Try to live without fear in your prayer life. That's one of the most intimate things of a person's life. It's just between you and God. And if you can't feel comfortable with God, or let me say it this way, that's the beginning of feeling comfortable. You know, Cortland, I asked her two or three times to sing a special, and that freaked her out. So I just said, I'm not going to ask her anymore. And today she said, Brother Angelo, can I ask you a question? Can I sing a special? And didn't she do good? She did good. And Angel and Sophie did so good. We just are blessed with people. And my godson and Stacy, they did good. So I want you to think, I'm about almost done with this message. If God is for you, when I wake up in the morning, I believe God is for me, and the devil better look out. Because if he gets in my way, I'm going to cast him out. And you've seen that happen right here. And sickness won't stay in this place. And mediocrity, failure, are leaving in Jesus' name. Does our community have trouble? Of course it does. Every community in the world does. But we have to stand up. There are verses, one place is in the book of Thessalonians, where you can see that the church is holding back some of the greater problems that the devil's going to bring up. That can't happen while the church is here. And the church will, I believe the church will be raptured. Some of you do, some of you don't. Let me have, please, 1 John chapter 5 and verse 14 in the King James translation of the Bible. And this is the confidence that we have in him. See, is your salvation worth anything? Because if it is, or are you a church attender? If your walk with God is worth something, you have confidence in your salvation. Social Security is largely available in America. I have no trouble being confident. I'm going to get my Social Security check. How about you? Yeah. How about everybody? Now, should we have any more confidence with anything more than what God says about our lives, Psalm 24 and 1? The earth belongs to God and the fullness thereof and everybody that dwells therein. And this is the confidence that we have in God and in his word and in his son that he gave for the perpetuation against sin in our lives, to cancel the debt of sin. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever should believe in him should not perish but have everlasting life. And verse 17 says, for the Son of Man did not come into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world. And many times, and I'm never going to ask you to put your hands up, but I'm going to ask you to act on the word in just a moment. We go to God. We try to go to God. We go, well, I did three things that I shouldn't have done. He's not going to answer me. Oh, yes, he is. Oh, yes, he is. You know, I talked about the spirit of truth with these girls, but I never, ever kept anything good from these girls, did I? Did we? Me and Mom had the best vacations, didn't we? Took Shelley with us. What a blast. We were coming out of one of the hotels, and I noticed Shelley had a new hair dryer. I said, where in the world did you get that? It was iron. Okay. And she said, well, I got it from the room. Shelley, what in the world? Well, Dad, I thought we could have them. Kind of like them soaps and them other little things. I said, no, we had to turn around and give it back. Who went in? Did I go back in? And me and Shelley went in. It's fun to raise children, isn't it? And grandchildren are better than children. That's even better. You know why? Because when you get sick and tired of them, it's time to go home. And God has not given us the spirit of fear. And this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. Amen. We know that's for sure. Amen. So what you've got to know is what you can ask for and what you can't ask for. Amen? Because you can't ask God to be killing folks for you. That may or may not work. And if somebody dies, it may not because you prayed that they should die. Oh. This is the confidence that we have. If we ask anything according to his will, we know that we have what we've asked. That we know that he hears us. And the next verse over here says, and if we know that he hears us, can you put 15 up? Would that be hard to do? We know that if he hears us, that we have the things that we've asked for. And if we know that he hears us, whatsoever we ask. Now, whatsoever, if you ask according to the word, which is his will, if you know what the Bible says, if you know what the Bible says about your, my God shall supply all of my needs according to his riches in glory through Christ Jesus, Philippians 4:19. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me, Philippians 4:13. See, thy word have I hid in my heart. Salmon is an example of, how many years you've been here, 30-something? Huh? Since 1993? 29 years. We've had many conversations. Some of them have been kinder than others. But some of the things, let's not even talk about that. If we know that God hears us, in other words, you're bringing something in that he can bless because it's part of his word. It's part of what he said he would do for you. Then there is no question about that in the name of Jesus. I'm going to give you an opportunity in a moment. And whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we have desired of him. I'm going to ask you without it, you answering, do you know? Do you absolutely know what you can ask for? And do you know that God will do it? If you have a problem here, it's best to act on the word and tell God, stop running from yourself. Stop being Adam and Eve running away from God in the garden and own up to some things. Because if you can own up to them, you can change, you can grow. Last place tonight is Hebrews chapter 4. And verse 16 in the King James language of the Bible. Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help us in a time of need. I have needs a lot. I bring them all to God unless I have just derived that it's my problem. It ain't God's problem. And he never said he would do that. You know how I know the difference? The same way you're learning and changing into a beautiful creation. I eat the word of God. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. The older I get, the shorter I preach. And I could have easily given 2 hours with this subject is wide open, and there's many verses on it in the Bible. And I want to ask you a question. I believe in acting on the word. Everybody that Jesus called, he called publicly. And I'm going to ask you tonight, if there's anybody in here, you want prayer. Sometimes I freeze up. If you want prayer about this, and you want to be able to come boldly, and you want the Lord to do a new work in your heart, I want you to stand up where you are. I'm not going to ask you to do anything else. I'm not going to ask you to come any closer unless you have a mask. Just kidding. Now listen to me. We love you. We gave our life for this work. We believe in you. No demon and no kind of person has the right to take away your relationship with God. And your relationship with God has to do with you letting him bless you and answer your prayers. Like many other people, we started Paris Christian Center with my unemployment check and Millie's check. And the work grew, and it grew, and it grew. And we always gave everything we could to our children. They never had a bad Christmas that I remember. Do you? We gave you all the junk. And when Grandma B was alive, Kelly Mae Beatrice, that's one of your, she gave you more. And you know what? I just loved her for that. Because it meant a lot to you kids. I'm not going to apologize to you because we started a work and we probably had more stuff than anybody else under our Christmas tree. Remember how that was? My gosh. God is, let me tell you something. Turn to somebody next to you and say, God is good all the time. He is truly good. And Billy, let's just pray for these folks. You're precious, whether you're sitting or standing. Just to thine own self be true. I preach the Bible and Shakespeare. To thine own self be true. If this is reality, everybody that's standing, then may God help you. We pray right now. Father, Millie, and I, we just join together, and we pray for these precious people that you gave your son for, that you love so much. And we just release the spirit of power, love, and a sound mind on this congregation. Thank you, God, for all your blessings. And everyone said, amen.
Amen.
And let's invite Pastor Kelly to come back up here.